All right, let's do today's birthday scam.
Yeah, this lady bought a very expensive vacuum cleaner and has not paid for all of it yet.
That's like a $2,000 vacuum cleaner. She's only paid $50.
This is Carrie. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Bob Sweeney with Vacuum Cleaners. How are you?
I'm fine, Bob.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm in collections, and apparently, I don't know how this happened, but you've had a vacuum cleaner for approximately 3 years and have not made full payment.
Yes.
And we need to collect that, and there are late fees involved.
Well, there shouldn't be, because I have documented. After we bought it, I did not receive a coupon booklet, and I called the person I bought it from 4 times, asking them for any paperwork, coupon booklet. I had nothing on where to send my payment, and I never received anything.
Why didn't you send the payment to the person you'd been dealing with then, or one of the people?
He didn't show any paper. He couldn't find my paperwork. I kept asking,
Who was this?
I'd have to look at my paperwork at home, but I did this 4 or 5 times over the course of 6 months trying to find out how to pay for this, and no one ever, I mean, I swear to God, it was the oddest thing, because they would not give me any information.
Well, I don't know if I accept this, because, I mean, you could have called our 800 number, you could have sent it to our home office. I mean, there are a number of ways you could have just made the payment if you'd really wanted to.
I didn't even know how much to send. I didn't know what the payment was.
Oh, come. Well, I'll tell you what we need right now. It's up to $2,500. The original cost of the vacuum cleaner was $2,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have late fees from the last 3 years, and $2,500 is the amount we need to collect from you.
Let me take your name and number. I'll get my paperwork at home and call you back and discuss this with you.
Well, we don't want to have to turn this over to collection.
I understand. I don't want it to be turned over. It shouldn't be. Can I put you on hold just a moment?
Did you even call anyone?
Can you hold them at work? I need to answer the
other line.
Have
you made any attempt to make this payment?
I'm going to hang up on you now, because this is harassment. I've asked you if I can
harassment.
Put you on hold. Yes,
you have one of our $2,000 vacuum cleaners. Don't you dare. Hello.
Oh, God. Okay. I am sorry. I had to put you on hold. I am at my place of employment, and I have to answer the phone.
Would you think you were going to get a free vacuum cleaner?
Sir, you are harassing me, and I will turn you over.
Turn me over to who? I'm going to turn you over.
I have said I'm willing to pay. I've never said I'm not willing to pay.
And you're going to get your paperwork and call me back. I'm sure the last time you said that was 3 years ago.
And I called for over a course of 4 or 5 months.
So you claim.
I mean, you can believe me or you can not believe me. I wouldn't, you know, I take my credit report seriously. I've checked my credit report several times over the last few years, and this has never shown up because I wanted to pursue this.
Well, maybe there's a way we could work something out here.
I'd love to.
And what I'm thinking is of something that involves suction as well.
I think you better explain that.
Well, we make a very fine product, as you know, that can pick up, suck anything up. And I'm thinking of something, a transaction you and I could work out that would involve the same process.
Oh, my God. Y'all have got to be kidding.
What do you mean?
Huh? Who am I talking to?
Bob Sweeney. His little buddy Raj.
Yeah. I am going to kill my husband.
It is, yeah. Mark wanted us to call you, Carrie.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I'm so upset.